With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For 25 years, artist Tom Feelings has been drawing pictures of black women. One day, he went to North Carolina to visit his old friend, Maya Angelou, the writer, singer, and actress.
Tom Feelings loves our lips and our hips. The poignancy and sadness of the eyes and our high behinds and long legs with high calves.
For Maya Angelou, there was a feeling of mystery in the black faces that Tom Feelings had captured in his drawings.
Black women seem to be too exotic to be touched, too exotic to be loved, and even worse, too exotic to be understood.
Maya Angelou studied Tom Feelings' drawings for half a year.
I thought it would be wonderful if those women could speak, and it would be wonderful if I was sensitive enough to hear what they would have to say.
So Maya Angelou gave those faces a voice in a poem that expresses the strength and dignity of women with African blood around the world. Now Sheba Sings the Song. 84 of Tom Feelings' drawings are in Now Sheba Sings the Song, published by Dutton. Maya Angelou says that as she stared into those black faces, she saw both sadness and resolution. For just as in the old spiritual, the women seemed to be saying, I'm here to stay.
I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When writer, actress, and singer Maya Angelou was a little girl, she lived with her grandmother in the hamlet of Stamps, Arkansas.
From the time I was 7 1/2 until I was 12 1/2, I was a mute. I could speak, but I refused to speak.
Despite her autism, Maya Angelou's mind was clicking away.
I carried a tablet around, and whenever anyone would ask me, how are you, I would write, fine, thank you.
It was poetry that brought Maya Angelou out of her private world.
I loved poetry. I loved it.
A neighborhood woman named Mrs. Flowers, aware that the girl had memorized page after page of verse, began to prod Angelou.
She said, you can't love poetry. In order to love poetry, you must speak it. You must feel it come across your tongue, through your teeth, over your lips.
It appeared to be the cruelest thing Mrs. Flowers could say.
Because she seemed to be taking my only friend. She'd wag her finger in my face, which is very bad form with black Americans. We have a phrase, don't put your finger in my face. But she was trying to shock me.
One day, to escape Mrs. Flowers, Maya Angelou hid under the house.
And I tried poetry. And I had a voice. I had a voice.
And what a voice. 5 books of autobiography, the most recent, All God's Children Need Traveling Shoes. Maya Angelou has also created a poem for a stunning book of drawings of black women called Now Sheba Sings the Song, illustrated by Tom Feelings. Now Sheba Sings the Song by Maya Angelou and Tom Feelings was published by E.P. Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Maya Angelou has been widely acclaimed in many fields, acting, singing, composing, and writing. She's written 5 volumes of autobiography, the most recent of which is All God's Children Need Traveling Shoes. Maya Angelou sees her work not only as autobiographical, but as poetic.
Since I have made that decision to use those 2 media, I would be hypocritical and even worse, cowardly, not to be as open as possible.
Despite the candid nature of her writing, Maya Angelou does not tell all.
I have a private life, however, which is absolutely private.
And which she keeps that way, simply by not writing about it. Maya Angelou had no idea when she began writing her first book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, that she would write a succession of autobiographical books.
By the time I finished, I knew I loved the form, that I was going to try at least 1 more autobiographical book.
Maya Angelou challenges the contention that it is impossible to write autobiography as literature.
I'm still trying for something, Don, with the form. To use the first person singular and mean the third person plural. I was hot. I was sweating. I was suffocating. And write it so that the reader says it is me. I am suffocating. I am hot.
Maya Angelou's latest book is a poem that gives voice to a remarkable collection of drawings of black women by the artist Tom Feelings. It's called Now Sheba Sings the Song, published by Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.